Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. I kind of backloaded the show with some perfect songs from the 90s. So if you're like, oh, I'm tired of hearing Beatles and Harry Chapin, it's okay. We're going to have some more contemporary perfect songs this hour. That's Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. I'm so excited. Joining us on the line right now is Devin Snow, the Red Beans and Rice guy, the creator of Hold the Mayo, LLC. Devin, welcome back to the show, brother.
Ian, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Oh, I can't complain. Just, you know, getting my stress levels ready for the Saints, LSU, and Tulane, and trying not to go back to smoking cigarettes. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, put those down. We're not doing that anymore. Well, good. Speaking of Saints, I saw the video you posted yesterday. You ordered a Spencer Rattler jersey. It seems like your mind's made up for QB2.
Yeah, couldn't wait another breath. I mean, you know, some things you just feel it. You got to make it happen, and I had to make that happen, man. The dude's got aura.
He's got that, absolutely got that je ne sais quoi. Okay, great. So for people who don't know who you are, who maybe didn't hear you on the air last time and don't spend a lot of time on the social medias, tell us about Red Beans and Rice Day, what you do exactly, how it got started, how it's going.
Okay, so that segment in specific, you know, we had 224 Mondays in a row that I've went to a different establishment, you know, whether it was in New Orleans, which, godly, a lot of them have been in New Orleans, or the surrounding areas, West Bank, whatever, and then as far out as Mississippi and, Gulf Shores, all that. So that's been going on for over 4 years. It's crazy to even say that, but every single Monday for over 4 years.
That is really impressive, man. To be able to do something like that many weeks in a row really speaks to your work ethic and your creativity. You know, people are always saying to me, I want to start a podcast, or, you know, you should interview me because I got a podcast. And I'm like, well, how many episodes you done? And they're like, I'm on my fourth episode. And I'm like, brothers and sisters, you got to put down a little more wax than that before you really can say that that's a thing that you're doing. So anyway, just
and
how many?
Yeah, I mean,
4 years
honest,
is amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah. To be honest, real quick about it, you know, I remember telling myself in the first few that if I did this 100 times, something had to work out. Right. Because if I did it 100 times in a row, like, that in itself would be impressive. But, you know, as it went on, it's just like, yeah, my creativity just really took over. And I really started enjoying, like, making it what it is today. Because what it was when I started is nothing like what it is today. You can just tell that I've had time to kind of, you know, mess around with it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, okay, 4 years later, Red Beans and Rice Day is somewhat of a phenomenon. You do big numbers on, you know, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all these platforms. You're on Twitter. And now it's sort of a Red Beans and Rice Day phenomenon. You go to an establishment, they see the Devin Snow bump. That must feel pretty good. Like, hey, I'm helping people out here, huh?
Yeah, that feels really good. And then also what's cool is, like, Mondays are miserable, right? They're supposed to be like, oh, you know, Monday. Yeah, I guess I'll have a bowl of red beans, you know, like that type vibe. And it just gives people something to look forward to down here. And then all over the Gulf Coast, like, I don't want to leave them out because, wow, you know what I'm saying? Mississippi, Texas, Alabama. I've sent shirts to every state in the country other than the Dakota. You know, I don't know what they're doing up there, but they're not eating red beans. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, it just makes Mondays better. And, you know, everything kind of falls in line with it, too, because, like, if the Saints win, Saints lose. Guess what? Next day is Monday. Well, red beans ain't going to lose, you know?
The red beans will never let you down. Wow.
Undefeated.
Yeah, that's so funny. All right, so 4 years on, your brand is really expanding kind of beyond the Red Beans and Rice universe. You're selling merchandise. You're doing sports coverage. Tell us about some of that stuff.
So I've always done So I started Holden Mayo in 2019. I was actually still working at Lamarck Ford. I was a used car manager at the time. But, you know, when I started it doing this same call-in show. This is before all being all day everything. I was doing this same call-in show that I'm doing still today, where I take calls from Saints fans, et cetera, et cetera. And that took a long time to, you know, get any type of traction.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's a crowded
It's not a hit show, I would say. I'd say it's just like kind of those things, like if you know about it, you know about it, and it gives, you know, unfiltered, authentic Saints fans an opportunity to get on the phone line, you know, because everything's changed with social media. But anyway, yeah, still doing that. The merchandise is amazing. Shout out to the designer, Burton. He's just drawn nothing but great things. But yeah, no, the merchandise does great. The one thing I told myself is I always wanted to have some type of other craft. It can't just be, okay, this dude eats red beans every Monday. Even though, hey, that's super impressive to do for over 4 years, but you got to have another craft. Always got to have another craft.
Yeah. So you got a couple catchphrases out there, like respect your body. What does respect your body mean for people who aren't familiar?
I don't know what it means for anybody else. For me, I just like saying it because I'm at the stage in my life where I'm 32, and you, right around 30, I think you start thinking about your health. So even if I eat a banana, if I eat banana pudding, even though it's sweet and probably not that good for you, respect your body. Just because it's got some type of element to it that, you know, we could write it off as healthy.
Banana pudding, famously known as a health food, coast to coast. Absolutely. Okay.
Yes, now it is.
I love it. All right, what about playtality? What's that mean?
Playtality. So these are great. Playtality is when you finish a whole hot plate and there's nothing left in it but besides maybe a couple bones.
Playtality. You say it with a deep voice like that, I'm sure. Like
hey, playtality usually becomes a hit around Halloween. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure. Playtality.
Yeah.
Okay, so you emphasize highlighting these small businesses, right? You're not always going to these big established brick and mortar restaurants that have been around for 70 years and they got customers out the line every day. You go to a lot of little hole in the wall places that are, you know, easy to drive by 20 times without knowing that there's a food place there, you know, places in strip malls, or maybe they're attached to another business or like a gas station or something. Why is it so important to you to do that? How do you see your role in helping places like that share the spotlight a little bit?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, Ian. I wake up on Monday morning, I get on Off the Bench ESPN Radio, and then I start looking at spots. Even still to this day, I still do the same thing. I start looking at spots, whatever catches my eye. The place I went to on Monday this past week, it had one Google review, you know, and I was like, dang, that looks interesting. It's under a law office on South Broad, you know, and I know this area. I know other things have been there, and I was like, man, I wonder what's going on here. So it's more of like an interest thing. Like, okay, I've been granted this opportunity to play around on Mondays, essentially. And, okay, what am I interested in? Does this place look interesting? What are the people like around it? You know, all these different things. And then usually, you know, if it's got some interesting elements to it, I'll go. It'll be very interesting. And, yes, it's going to help out the place naturally. You know, I'm not necessarily going there saying, hey, I'm about to save these people's business.
Right.
You know, it's not like that. It's more so like, okay, if this is interesting, we got to call it what it is. It's an interesting place. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I do want people to know that, because how many times have we seen notable, famous people come to New Orleans and ask, hey, where should I go eat? Where should I go eat? And guess what? 100,000 times in a row, people have said the same recommendations.
Yeah.
Parkway and no disrespect, I love Parkway, love it to death.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, there's 100 other places that we could talk about, but yet we keep telling famous people and stuff to go to Parkway and Cafe du Monde. Well, that's where they go.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, like I said, Devin, you're doing some numbers now, man. It's like you've really kind of, do you consider yourself an influencer? Is that a title that you care for or not?
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. I'm sure some people would call you that. I know you're not out here saying, yeah, I'm Devin Snow, food influencer, you know, but it is.
Yeah,
what it
I'm
is.
Not going to be mad at nobody if they call me that at all.
Yeah, just the reason I mention it is because you're sort of now playing in a sandbox with some other, like, sort of heavy hitters where, you know, there's real money attached to this. You know, you're picking up some sponsorships. I got to imagine there's people reaching out to you for partnership opportunities. Every, you know, mom and pop restaurant in the, you know, 12 parish region wants you to come out and try their red beans. Is there a team of people that are helping you kind of manage these opportunities?
Oh, absolutely not. I can answer this right away.
You're just doing it all yourself.
Yeah. And then also, you know, as far as like the businesses, I mean, the restaurants and stuff, nobody knows I'm coming. The first guy that ever had to find out that I was actually coming was the guy 2 weeks ago. I had to go to this little French restaurant, and he had a sign on the door that said private party, and it was there 24/7. So I was like, damn, this private party, you know, this must be an eternal private party. So I had to call him and let him know that, hey, I got to get in there, you know? But other than that, nobody knows. And I think that is like the most beautiful thing about it. Because if I was telling people, then they're going to be ready.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We got to get
everything ready. Yeah. Do you get invited to other sort of secret parties with other, you know, people who are big on TikTok and Instagram and stuff? Are you like making new friends in that world?
Yeah, I am making, and I got to give a lot of that credit to Twitter because I just feel like it's the best networking app in the world. I've met so many awesome people I never would have imagined meeting, you know, just through this. No private parties. I'm going to be honest. I like to stay in the house, watch sports, you know, bet on sports, whatever, but, not a lot of private parties, you know, but I definitely am connected in the food world of this,
sure,
of the city.
Man, I believe it. All right, we're kind of drawn to a close here, Devin. I know there's people listening who are probably sitting on what they think is a great idea. They don't know how to get started. You know, they probably got full-time jobs. Maybe they got families. They're not super well resourced. They don't know anything about social media or video production, but they got an idea. So as somebody who's kind of built a brand around a really niche topic, you know, and it's the simplicity of it is what I love. It's just every week I'm going to go eat red beans and rice somewhere. You know, you can have a billion-dollar idea that doesn't really have to be much more complicated than that. I'm wondering what advice you have to anybody listening now who has a sort of passion project that they're kind of parked on, but they don't know how to get started, much less monetize it. What would you say to them?
Okay, so, and it wasn't that long ago, so I always remember how I started and what it felt like and all that stuff. So, I mean, you have to, anything you decide to do, you have to consistently do it, right? And then when you consistently do it, you have to be okay with nobody watching for like a year or two or three or four or more. And if you love it, you'll find out that you love this idea so much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you just got to keep doing it. Somebody told me, you know, when you're on a show or whatever, if there's only 7 people watching, well, treat it like it's 700, 7,000.
Absolutely.
You know, work on your craft. Your craft is the most important thing that you have. If you have a craft and you believe you have a craft, you'll constantly work on it. And, you know, everything will work itself out. There's a lot of stuff that I would have never imagined happening. I still got a super long way to go. But, you know, I woke up in February and they had built a float of me.
A Mardi Gras float. That was insane. And you didn't even know that they were doing that.
Didn't even know. So
that's
like,
bonkers.
It was crazy. But that's my advice. You know, just keep doing it. It's okay if nobody's watching. Let that motivate you. Just keep showing up, showing face.
That is great advice. Show up, show face, work hard. Devin Snow is the creator of Hold the Mayo LLC. He does a new RB&R day every Monday. How can people follow your work, Devin?
You can look me up on any platform, whether it's YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You can just look up Hold the Mayo, just how it sounds. Hold the Mayo.
Hold the Mayo. I love it. We'll be watching you, Devin, and we'll have you on the show again sometime soon, brother. Take good care out there. Here.
All right, Ian, take care of yourself. Tell Scoot I said what's up.
I'll do that. Thanks. Devin Snow is the creator of Hold the Mayo LLC. We'll go to break with another perfect, flawless, unimprovable song from the 1990s, Waterfalls by TLC. I'll be back right after this.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.